This news update's being brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and by Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. We have a press release from the Harbor Beach Police Department. On January 25th, 2026, the Harbor Beach Police Department responded to a call for a report of a missing person. Shayna Umbrate, age 36, was reported missing on January 25th and was last seen on surveillance video at Brown's Market on January 23rd, 2026, at 9:38 p.m. Law enforcement is concerned about the circumstances surrounding Shayna's disappearance. The Michigan State Police and other agencies are assisting the Harbor Beach Police Department, and the investigation remains ongoing. We ask community members to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity to the Harbor Beach Police Department at 989-550-0732 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. If you know the whereabouts of Shayna, please contact the Harbor Beach Police Department or call 911 immediately. We're working diligently with our law enforcement partners to locate Shayna, and we'll provide updates as new information becomes available. For updates, you can follow the Harbor Beach Police Department on Facebook. On February 6th, at approximately 6:30 p.m., investigators with the Sanilac County Drug Task Force initiated a traffic stop in the city of Sandusky as part of an ongoing probe into the methamphetamine distribution within Sanilac County. During the stop, officers discovered more than 113 grams of methamphetamine. A 33-year-old Sandusky man was taken into custody and transported to the Sanilac County Jail, where he is being held pending arraignment on several drug-related charges. Assistance at the scene was provided by the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office K-9 Unit and Sandusky Police Department. Due to the active nature of the investigation, no further details are being released at this time. The Sanilac County Drug Task Force continues to encourage community members to report suspected narcotics activity anonymously by calling 1-800-544-DRUG or use the Submit a Tip option on the Sheriff Office website or through the Sheriff's Office mobile app. And the Michigan Department of State released its 2025 customer service data report showing sustained improvements in branch office efficiency and customer satisfaction, even amid a sharp increase in demand for real ID services at Secretary of State. For the third consecutive year, 91% of customers visiting Secretary of State branch offices were served within 20 minutes or less. This performance held steady despite a 219% increase in real ID transactions compared to 2024, driven by the federal compliance deadline. Staff completed more than 460,000 real ID transactions in 2025, including over 200,000 issued in the weeks surrounding the May 7th deadline. By year's end, nearly 6.6 million Michigan driver's license and state IDs were real ID compliant, representing about 79% of all credentials statewide. Kent County reported the highest real ID adoption rate at 90%, followed by Oakland, Macomb, Ottawa, and Kalamazoo counties. Customer feedback remains strong, with Michigan branch offices averaging nearly 4 out of 5 stars on Google reviews in 2025. This marked the 5th straight year of ratings at or near 4 stars, a significant increase compared to the ratings recorded prior to 2020. The report also highlighted continued growth in alternative service options. More than half of all Department of State transactions in 2025 were completed outside branch offices through online services, mail, or self-service stations. Michiganders completed a record 1.8 million transactions at self-service stations, surpassing mail transactions for the first time. In addition to service metrics, the report detailed statewide registration totals, including nearly 8 million registered vehicles, more than 758,000 watercraft, 123,000 snowmobiles, and approximately 238,000 motorcycles, with notable regional differences in ownership rates. You can get the full report at the Michigan Department of State. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services generators? Call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators, as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And we do have one obituary today. Ricky Charles Andrick, age 45, of Bad Axe, passed away unexpectedly on January 30th. He was born August 16th, 1980, in Bad Axe, Michigan, and he is survived by his loving parents, Dee and Fred Andrick, his siblings, Jenny, Chauncey, Kyle, and Nikki, as well as his other extended family. He was a brother and friend who provided constant laughs and will be remembered for the joy and humor he brought into the lives of those around him. A celebration of life gathering will take place at a later date.
The President's Day sale at Ashley & Bad Axe is kicking off with the kind of mattress deals that would make history proud. George Washington once said, better to offer no excuse than a bad one. So here's ours. We're replacing inventory, which means 6 mattress models are priced to go. No excuses, just incredible savings. And Honest Abe reminded us that whatever you are, be a good one. So if you're a side sleeper, back sleeper, or fall asleep watching TV sleeper, be a well-rested one. Save hundreds in our sleep gallery during our biggest mattress event of the season. But the savings don't stop there. Store-wide, take up to 25% off, accessories are up to 40% off, and clearance accessories are up to 70% off while supplies last. You can even take it home with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Ask us how. Plus, you'll also find hot buys throughout the store, including huge savings on the ModMax modular sectional. Build it your way with the Nuvella next-gen performance fabric that's easy to clean and a modular design you can arrange and rearrange as your needs change. The President's Day sale is happening now for a limited time at Ashley & Bad Axe.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley & Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news for you. A new labor report indicates a significant trend dubbed the Big AI Job Swap, where white-collar workers are increasingly transitioning into trades or AI-specialized roles. Many professionals in finance and legal sectors are reportedly leaving traditional careers due to the rapid automation of entry-level tasks. This shift is driving a surge in enrollment for vocational schools and specialized tech boot camps. Analysts suggest that the U.S. labor market's undergoing its most significant structural change since the Industrial Revolution. Thousands of businesses across Malawi shut their doors today in a coordinated protest against recent tax changes. Business owners argue that the new levies make it impossible to operate in an already struggling economy. The government maintains the tax adjustments are necessary to fund essential public services and reduce national debt. Negotiations between business associations and the Ministry of Finance are expected to begin later this week. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, as well as Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe. And by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Maurer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Maurer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.